Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Andrew in Green Bay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Just a quick question. I love my Badgers, but do you think they're properly rated at number five?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I think they're, you know, this is just me. You know, a lot of people, when they talk about them being, you know, 6-0 and everything, they question their schedule that, you know, they haven't played anybody. And I'm not sure that that's entirely true, but you could say it is. They, you know, they beat Utah State, they suck. They beat Florida Atlantic, they suck. They beat BYU, they suck. They blew all of them out. And then they played Big Ten games in Northwestern, Nebraska, and Purdue, which is basically, you know, the average teams in the conference. I mean, let's face it, Purdue's better this year, but they're still a bottom feeder. Nebraska stinks. And Northwestern, everybody thought would be better than they are. So you could say legitimately that they haven't played one team yet. I mean, they haven't played anyone good yet at all. And now they have Maryland and then Illinois and then Indiana. I mean, I think that game in Indiana, they can win that game, but November 4th, Saturday, they can win that game. But, I mean, Indiana gave Michigan fits, so we'll see if Indiana shows up for the Wisconsin game. But the fact that they only have to play Iowa and Michigan at home in November and then finish at Minnesota, I mean, Carver High, you cannot deny that that's the biggest cream puff schedule I've ever seen in my life. No wonder they haven't lost.
Yeah, they got themselves a good draw this year as it comes to how it broke down with the Big Ten.
Maryland, Illinois, Indiana is their next three, and then they got Iowa and Michigan at home where they're going to win both of those games, and then they finish at Minnesota, and I think Minnesota sucks with a big fancy P.J. Fleck who's done nothing in Minneapolis.
But chances are, you know, they're, even if they go into that Big Ten title game, are they going to beat Ohio State or Penn State or whoever in the Big Ten title game? What do you think? I don't think so.
Based on not playing anyone, I think it becomes a legitimate concern that they didn't play any great games leading up to it. So I would take a team that's been through the wars over a team that's had cream puff games. No offense, Andrew. They're 6-0. I won't deny that they, excuse me, have been impressive. But they haven't played anybody, so you can take it for whatever way you want. I will say this. They've been decent in terms of covering and stuff, so if you like betting on them, you're okay. Tomorrow, the number's 24.5 and 50.5. Now, I think the over is delicious in that game, but I would also say that that number's, for me, too much wood. Too much wood in that game. Do you think, Chris, that they can handle 25 points against Maryland?
I mean, Maryland's awful. So if I had to lay on this game, I would take it all day.
So you'd lay the points, and you think Maryland stinks?
I don't think Maryland's been good in my lifetime.
Well, they're 500, so I won't deny. But the funny thing about them is that no one saw it coming when they beat Minnesota on the road with no quarterback.
They've burned me a couple times already this year. I'm done.
They beat Texas.
Around. That Texas game while we were in Vegas, that was all week long. We were sitting there at the D with me going, Maryland is going to get crushed by Texas on Saturday, and they beat them. I was involved with them with the Minnesota game. I'm done with messing around with Maryland and big spreads.
So I could see 41-21, right, or something like that, 44-21, and they would cover.
You think Wisconsin's defense gives up 21?
I do. I think that, you know, I don't know. I think they'll be in the game. I don't even know if they gave up 60 to Ohio State, and I don't think that. Frankly, this is me. I don't think Wisconsin is Ohio State. That's just me. So I'm saying, if you ask me, against a, you know, a Big Ten team, did I not already go through this? Against a Big Ten team, I think Wisconsin, you know, they haven't impressed. I mean, they've won those games and everything. I'm not going to deny it, but Against Northwestern, they put up 33. Against Nebraska, 38. And against Purdue, they put up 17. They don't even score 40 points. So if they're so great, the only team they put 50 on was Utah State. Every other game is 40 max. Average, they average about 33, right? About 33 because they've been 31, 33, 38, 17. They average about 30 points, let's say, right? So I look at it a little bit, you know, mathematically of what you average, what you do, what you normally put up, and you're playing crappy teams and you still don't blow them out. So they're playing another crappy team. My guess is they won't blow them out. Zach in Birmingham, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, bro.
I am a giant Auburn fan, so I'm just kind of sad right now. I'm just watching football with clear eyes finally. But I think there's only one game with playoff implications this weekend, and I'm thinking it's Michigan and the Penn State game. I was wondering what your thoughts on having two teams out of the Big Ten in the playoffs or having two teams out of the SEC in the playoffs.
I got to tell you, I hope that doesn't happen. I'm not interested in that, to be honest with you. But I will say this. If the teams aren't worthy, let's say the Pac-12, if, you know, Washington's already lost, Washington State's lost, and then one of them's going to eat the other, and then, you got USC, let's say they lose to Notre Dame, you can't put them in, and then there's nobody else in the conference that you'd put in. And then in the Big 12, they all have one loss, and if they eat each other there, they're going to have two losses. Oklahoma's going to play Oklahoma State. Somebody's going to, you know, suffer the consequences. But, you know, who in the SEC, it would be, you know, they're going to play the championship, Georgia and Alabama, right? Isn't that what we're headed for? But what happens if, because I doubt it, but what happens if Auburn gives Alabama a game this year? It always seems to happen when you least expect it, right? Auburn hasn't been bad this year. Maybe they'll give them a game. I doubt it, but I'm willing to say it could happen. But people have said that Georgia and Alabama both deserve to be in the playoff. I'd rather see, you know, and then the Big Ten, there's no way Michigan's going. They're going to, if they lose this weekend, they're out of it. Penn State, if they run the tables, you know, the problem I have is if Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State, aren't they going to, I mean, Wisconsin doesn't have to play Ohio State. How lucky are they? Because I think Ohio State would beat them. So, but if they all play out and win their games, how can you deny? I mean, the Big Ten's got three really good teams, and the SEC's got two really good teams, and the ACC has two really good teams, I think, right now in Clemson and Miami. And I'd be willing to say at the end of the year, it could still be Clemson that has one loss, and Miami could be sitting there with two because they haven't lost yet, but they could lose. Trust me, you. They should have lost to Georgia Tech, but they didn't. They should have lost to Florida State, but they didn't. They've been living on the edge, and I'm a huge Kane fan, but I don't trust them to win out. So, and Notre Dame's going there to play them, aren't they? I can't wait to see that game, but and Virginia Tech as well. So they got their hands full. Their season's not going to be a joyride from this point forward, but I guess it's possible that the playoff could have two from the same conference. I'd much rather have one from the SEC, one from the Big Ten, one from the ACC, and one from either the Pac-12 or the Big 12. Right? Isn't that where we're headed here? I don't even know why they don't do it that way anyway. That's what I'd rather see. But I guess, you know, there's still way too much football to be played to be planning people into the playoff already because everybody thinks they have it all figured out. There's way too many big games left to be doing this. Worry about the games tomorrow. That's it. Worry about the games tomorrow instead of planning your future of guaranteed playoff fandom and everything else. It's not going to work out that way. Trust me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.